This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Careful, what's this? It's my thing. You know, I don't take any pleasure in how dumbed down the average Democrat is. There's kind of an upper crust that are pseudo-intellectual and are kind of fighting battles with corrupt forms of so-called conservatism from 30, 40, 50 years ago. And they have some legitimate points they make, but they're battling old dead dragons. You know, it's kind of like I used to expose George W. Bush for stuff he was doing. He's out of power now, okay? Obama's three times worse, according to Jonathan Turley, liberal constitutional lawyer, and many others. The head of the Green Party has come out and said Hillary's worse than Trump, because it's true. I mean, she's so fascistic. She's so corrupt. It isn't about party affiliation for me. It's about reality. And I look at leftists that say, well, we're not going to let right-wingers get in control. And we know Obama's bad, but you know, at least he's given us some of what we want, like Obamacare, written by foreign insurance companies. And then Grouper, who helped write it, talks about how great it is that we're dumb. I mean, it really is your perception that Obama loves you and cares about you and that things are getting better. They fake the jobs numbers. They fake the unemployment numbers. They fake the inflation numbers. That's all admitted. But we have a 1.8 growth with Cook numbers. It's probably 2 points negative. That's a depression for most people. But you're secure in your government job or your government-connected corporate job. And so you just want to say, let them eat cake, as if you are delusionally somehow in power. People imagine they're part of the power structure. I mean, if Donald Trump gets in office and starts going sideways on issues, I'm going to say he totally chumped us. We've got to expose this guy and go after him. I'm not going to just go, well, he's my guy, so I'm going to support him so I feel like I'm getting ahead and I feel like I'm on the winning team. That's called being cuckoo. That's called being completely insane. And more, it's not even about intellectually proving our points here. Everybody running around with rainbow flags saying Donald Trump wants to, you know, kill gay people. And I mean, it's you're literally nuts. His whole track record has been super liberal when it comes to that. That's why a lot of conservatives didn't like him. But it doesn't matter to you because you want to feel hurt. You want to feel like you're on a bandwagon. You want to feel like shake your finger at people at protest because, you know, you're in the right and they're in the wrong and it feels good to be a winner. You are delusional. You are in your own world. Admit you are. What you're doing isn't reality-based. And that goes for the pseudo-intellectual leftist leadership that runs right down to just the average person in the street that hears, I hate Donald Trump, he's an idiot, he's racist, he's bad, and you can virtue signal, the worst people are white people on this, I'm just a fact, virtue signal to someone who's Hispanic or black or whatever. It's so condescending when people virtue signal. And I've got a really sweet family who aren't racist, they're good people, but, you know, it's mainly older family members that grew up with them with still a lot of friction and stuff, and they will just virtue signal like there is no end to it. So patronizing to people. We need to just transcend it and be based on free market, based on free open society, open association. And then you associate with who you want, you support what you like, you buy what you like, you tell people about what you like. That's how a free system operates. Just like internet rating systems. They're not perfect, but they've raised quality of furniture and food and culture and art and just you name it to an incredible level. Because people get a chance to see how they could live or what they could have or inexpensive ways to renovate their house and then improve the value. And there's a lot of really great things happening in culture. And the truth is people are getting along really good between religions and races if they're just left alone, unless you're talking about Islam, which is incompatible. And that's why they're bringing so much of it in. because they want to create a total circus. And then when those of us that do want an open, free society say, hey, if we're going to have a party that's open and free...
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now, we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now, with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that's in it. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group, from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show, SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Take the children and yourself and hide out in the cellar. By now the fighting will be close at hand.
Everything Uber is doing is to overwrite your common sense. Everything it's doing is to get you to short circuit and submit to tyranny. And we're just here saying, whoa, our controllers are trying to bankrupt us. They've already bankrupted over 100 other countries. They write textbooks on how they do it. They're trying to bankrupt us emotionally, culturally, spiritually, morally, to make us absolute controllable trash. Humanity is being herded and organized into a system of exterminism. And I'm here trying to expose it. Well, we've already covered a lot of amazing news in the last hour with myself and Paul Watson. And we're going to be taking your phone calls at the bottom of this hour today. on the question of the assassination of Donald Trump. Is it going to happen? Is the establishment going to kill Trump themselves and then claim a mental patient did it? Or are they trying, with their different psychological warfare systems, to simply hype it and hype it and hype it and push it in rock and roll and hip-hop and in the New York Times and in the BuzzFeed and the Daily Beast and everywhere else, someone killed Trump, someone taking him out. They just put that mantra out, hoping that some type of mental patient or wound-up idiot fruit will end up sneaking into one of his events and be able to put a bullet in Donald J. Trump. Because clearly, they're trying to assassinate talk radio. They're trying to assassinate the internet globally, putting in kill switches. They're trying to censor speech. They're trying to end the words mother and father and he and she, because that's hurtful. They're trying to say the American flag is evil and the British flag is bad. They are setting the precedent to arrest whoever they want. They're already doing it in Germany and France to criticize the Muslims. And so we're entering the season of not just political assassination, where they assassinate your political character, but where they physically assassinate you. I want to ask that question. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. First-time callers, by the way. I'm going to give you a chance to call in the first round of calls. 800-259-9231, and we will get you up and on the air. Now, let's talk about some criticism of Donald Trump. This is criticism coming from Alex Jones. Last Thursday, he put out a tweet in which he said, very, very clearly, in my view, that, hey, I'm going to talk to the NRA, and I'm going to talk to the NRA about putting terrorists on a no-gun-buy list. Now, are those terrorists that were convicted? No. Were those terrorists that were under indictment? No. Were those terrorists under sealed indictment? No. Were those terrorists even under current investigation? No. It's just, were those convicted terrorists? Were those proven terrorists? No. Because, you see, you have to look at the whole backdrop. It sounds very reasonable on the surface to say, I will be meeting with the NRA who has endorsed me about not allowing people on the terrorist watch list or the no-fly list to buy guns. ABC News last week. So, on the surface, you're like, well, my God, I mean, obviously the government's good. It would only put terrorists on the terrorist no-fly list or watch list. I've had family put on it. There have been 7 members of Congress with very common names put on it. This is the reality. It's the end of due process where they can put anybody they want on a list to take your guns. What have they already been doing to hundreds of thousands a year? It's in the millions of veterans. Going back to World War II, Korea, Vietnam, Nicaragua, Panama, all of it. Right through to Desert Storm, Desert Shield, all of it. Right through all of it, right through the 1991 to 2003, right through to today. They are putting people with no judge, no jury. They just have in some psychology file that they might have, had PTSD. No more guns for you. No judge, no jury. No announcement by the federal government. No judicial finding. No hearing. No one you can accuse. No accuser you can accuse. No paper trail. You just get put on a list, and you can't buy guns anymore. And then if you're in California, Illinois, New York, Massachusetts, and a bunch of other states, like 16 states now, and you're on that list that the good old folks at the Veterans Affairs Association set up, you get a letter first from the state police who are under federal control in a federal program saying, we need you to come down to the station with your guns. And if you don't respond to that, they show up with a SWAT team and take your guns. So that's what's going on. And so this is the holy grail of gun grabbing. Remember, they had a couple articles, one of them in USA Today and another one in the Washington Post, just this last weekend saying, we need to have stealth gun ban. And what was the exact headline of one? It was, let me go to memory here. The exact headline was, we need to secretly repeal the Second Amendment. That was one of the headlines. And that's what this is. In fact, I said that a few years ago when they had the Bloomberg headline, gun confiscation begins in California. And it was mainly veterans who had no criminal records in most cases or did anything wrong. They just suddenly had a SWAT team at their house taking their guns. And then when they would show up at the police station and say, give me my guns back, they'd say, oh, we need you to come back here. We're going to do a psychological evaluation yourself. So the thought police are grabbing veterans and taking their guns, even though statistically they're one of the lowest crime rate groups. They're all suspect, though, because they're the number one Homeland Security threat. Remember, we got the secret documents 8 years ago. Nobody believed us. A couple years later, they admitted they were all real. Now everybody goes, oh, yeah, the veterans, the gun owners, the Christians, the conservatives, the patriots, the libertarians, they're the terrorists, the land rights activists, the Americans, the folks that won't completely roll over. So this is all going on. So they call for a secret or stealth repeal of the Second Amendment. That's what this is. And I don't know if Trump is being crafty, because he does this sometimes, and knows the public's dumbed down. They're like, hey, we don't want terrorists to have guns. People on the watch list or no-fly list. He's like, yeah, we look into that. Let me meet with the NRA about that. And the NRA puts out tweets, I guess he hasn't met yet, saying, hey, we don't want this. We got to have due process. But if somebody can be proven to be a terrorist affiliated and a foreigner and not a citizen, yes. And I agree with that, too. You're a foreigner here? You're connected to terrorist groups? Damn right. Kick your butt out of the country. How about not just you can't get guns? How about haul your butt out? This is our country. When you're a citizen, you have rights. You pay taxes. Not when you just show up. We want to see a little bit of proof about who you are. Everybody else does it. We're doing it too. But that's not where this is going now, because he's on Bill O'Reilly. And O'Reilly's like, well, you agree. Republicans agree. Everybody does. We got to do something about terrorists getting guns. Oh, yeah, terrorists that passed background checks, whose dad got brought here by the CIA, who the FBI's been ordered twice to stand down when his mom says kill gay people. All the red flags, all the signs, all the bells and whistles, all the warning signs, the just huge alarms. Alert, alert. Alert, alert. I mean, whatever. You'll play a song from or a sound from Star Trek. Red alert. I mean, everything's going off here. Okay, major 10 bell fire alarm, okay? We're talking banging your ears out over the top, and nothing's being done. But then it turns around. We got to stop terrorists, don't we? And he knows that he'll then be soft on terrorists. So he says, yeah, sure, let me look into that. Well, that's too far. Trump needs to upfront say, we need to stop terrorists and real groups that you're letting in. But we're not going to just general put the public in some unnamed list and then do this, because they can take anybody's guns. Okay, that's what Trump needs to say and what he needs to break down, and it's simple. So I'm concerned about it. We're going to come back from break and actually play the clip, but I've gone from watching this to being concerned, point blank. Now, before we go any further here, briefly, we're going to end the Tim Kennedy special today. This is helping, obviously, the money we make from this finance, a lot of preparedness programs we want to produce, a lot of shooting programs we want to produce, a lot of urban farming free programs we want to produce with Tim and others. And so the proceeds help to go hire the camera people and pay for the flights and the crews, and also do some overseas coverage. I'm just going to leave it at that and stop right there. But it's great to have Tim working as a correspondent and a reporter with us. We're running a Tim Kennedy special. That's what he uses in the Special Forces, you name it. Brain Force is an amazing nootropic for the brain, 50% off. Secret 12 is just the over-the-top, pure vitamin B12 system that is the most absorbable other than injections from our research. That is 15% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Super Mel Vitality, Brain Force, and Secret 12, all 15% off at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And you see our reporters covering Bilderberg, our reporters covering Brexit, our reporters covering from Texas to California to New York, the Trump rallies and the Hillary rallies. We are building a true 21st century media organization that wears its bias of defending liberty and telling the truth openly on our sleeves. So InfoWarsLife.com, it ends today, 15% off the Tim Kennedy special on those three top-selling products. Try them, read the rave reviews, and know, bottom line, it's a win-win, because you're fighting the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty. And then, this is just to get the word out and to fight Hillary. 75% off when you sign up at the free InfoWars newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter on the second shirt. The first Hillary for President shirt is 50% off. $9.95, normally $20. The second one is $4.95. I mean, nobody can beat that deal. And that's why you should sign up for the newsletter. We can also send you the exclusive articles and videos and so much more. But take advantage of that today. Or buy the Hillary for President shirt at full price to support the broadcast. InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com. If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
The best kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Jones here. Your phone calls are coming up in the next segment. Will they try to assassinate Donald Trump? Well, the media hyping, go out and kill him. It's the right thing to do. You'll be a hero if you do. Again, from the Daily Beast to the New York Times, they've all done it. We've all seen it. That is organized crime behavior. You need to know that a major don of a, say, Italian crime family never says, I want this person dead. They say, somebody needs to take care of this problem for me. That's how that's done. So they're openly, when you have a major media platform, you're organizing and saying somebody needs to kill somebody, that's called racketeering. Because you've got the power, you're the patron, you're the boss, you're the El Jefe, and you're out there to your millions of people saying, kill someone, go after them. That has the authority to basically get people to take action, and then you are an accomplice to it. So the mainstream media, the corporate globalist media, is an accomplice to the successful or unsuccessful assassination attempt at Donald Trump. There's already been unsuccessful attempts like we saw in Vegas. An illegal alien, of course, trying to kill him. So whacked out of his mind that I can't come here and everything for free. How dare you, Nazi? Hey, China has mobile execution vans. I don't care. China killed 84 million people under Mao alone. Shut up. China, you know, is murdering thousands a day right now. Political listens. I don't care. Shut up. Donald Trump's evil. I mean, that's just, they're just horrible, vicious, stupid, little twisted weirdos. But if you want to know what gun control is going to look like, which is gun confiscation, they're not going to tell you the name of it, as I just illustrated. They call it gun control. It's taking your guns everywhere the globalists are in control. It's about a monopoly of power in their own words. So if you want to see what gun confiscation is going to look like, it's going to be done by stealth, just like they're doing in California, Massachusetts, and other areas. They're going to harass gun owners. They just had another federal court rule that they can ban assault rifles. That's in any semi-auto. They ruled a few months ago. And guess what the Supreme Court did this morning? This is big news. They said, yeah, you can ban assault weapons. You can have a ban, a statewide ban on semi-autos. Supreme Court leaves state assault weapons ban in place. Boom. Associated Press. So I told you, this is their move. They're making their move. They've killed Scalia. Thomas is leaving. I guess he's been threatened. It's so funny. That's not just my opinion, by the way. Let me tell you, the shadows are getting long. The ring rates are here. Mordor's making his move. And rolling over to it ain't the way to get out of it. And yet another federal court ruled that they cannot let you have guns in public. And the Supreme Court upheld that. They said, we're not gonna hear that, which is upholding. So it's on, folks. It's on. Supreme Court refuses to hear challenge to Connecticut's ban on assault weapons. Justices decide without comment not to review lower court decision, but upheld the laws. It's on. We're not going to have a D.C. versus Heller that says you got a right to defend yourself. No, that's on the chopping block now. But no one wants your guns, conspiracy theorist. Oh, but now there's newspapers everywhere and Rolling Stone saying it's time to ban them. It's time to repeal the Second Amendment and take all guns. Oh, that's actually your plan. Oh, we were right again. Sorry. Well, you get all the bodyguards and the army redoubts and prepare the collapse, yes. But what happens when the unstoppable force runs into the immovable object? That's where we're going. Gun owners know that once you get our guns, you're physically coming for us. You're already getting our bank accounts, our kids, everything else, our Bibles. You already took over our churches. I mean, we know this is a full takeover with a satanic beef for Christendom that had some great potential in America. I don't mean the fake Christianoid whore churches up there on the big hill, government run. I mean the real Christian church, and that's why they're coming after it, because the true Christian church created Renaissance and true free will, because that's what God gives you is real free will and an open society and a chance to really make decisions for yourself. But the chains are on. The chains are going back on right now. Meanwhile, Donald Trump comes out last week and says, I'm going to talk to the NRA about people that are on no-fly terror list, not being able to have guns. Sounded like he was saying he's talking to them about that, like he wants it. I said, you need to clarify that. He hadn't really clarified it. And then he was on Bill O'Reilly last night and had this to say.
You and gun control. All right, let's run down the list. They got to tighten up the terror watch vis-a-vis buying gun list, right? That's got to happen, right?
Yes, sure. Okay. Absolutely. Right. Who would not agree with that?
And I think the NRA would agree with it, too. But we have to have a very precise thing about if you're on a terror watch list, this is what you can and can't do. What about the big guns, all right?
I'm going to come back and play that from the start again. Because the NRA doesn't actually agree with that. The NRA said, well, we have something that protects due process. But if it's a real terrorist, like, you know, foreigner, and we know they are, okay, then yes. But not just 2 million Americans on the list. Stay with us. We'll be back in your phone calls. Will they assassinate Donald Trump? Can we stop the assassination of Donald Trump? And what will happen if they do assassinate Donald Trump? Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm 54 years of age, and at Christmas time last year, a resident I take care of at work accidentally rolled over my right foot with his motorized scooter. I was backed into a corner, and he put it in reverse and did it again. The bones in my foot weren't actually broken, but damage was done. The remedy was to just let the foot heal on its own, and this was expected to take many weeks. As a caregiver, I do a lot of walking, and I was sort of okay when I was in motion. It's when I stopped to rest that I really felt the pain. The pain was there getting out of bed in the morning, too. So I got on the One World Way a few weeks back, and I just had to write this testimony. No more pain. Nothing. I can only attribute this to the One World Way, since I haven't introduced anything else into my life. This product is a true godsend. It gives me energy and did whatever magic this stuff does to heal my poor foot. I will take One World Way for life. Sincerely, Holly.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Yeah, first of all, I want to say, Secret 12, Attitude, Super Male, Brain Force, Prostate Guard, Silver Bullet. I use them all. They're phenomenal. They work. Buy them, folks.
Thank you, brother.
Really thank you guys for putting those out there.
I am a relatively short-time listener, and I'm quite a supporter of your fine, fine products.
Welcome to the InfoWar.
It's so easy to get these incredible nutraceuticals that support your health and the InfoWar at the same time.
When I'm your listener, I buy all the nutraceuticals, AccuFX,
let me ask you a question. Have they worked for you?
They're the most unbelievable products I've ever had in my life.
What products are you taking? Are you
everything from Super Male to Brain Force to Winter Sun, X2, even got a little DNA Force. So and I just re-upped everything, and I just went to autofill.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com to read the information and research and to see the reviews for yourself. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world.
There is a war against Christianity. Fight back with EPH612.com, the only clothing line for strong Christian men of faith. EPH612.com clothing is premium quality, 100% made in the USA, and has free shipping on all orders. Wear the brand made for Christian warriors. Visit EPH612.com for truth in Christian clothing.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is burning.
All right, I want to go to Graham, Kirk, Christine, John, Michael, Michelle, and many others that are patiently holding. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. First-time callers, I want to specifically talk to you here in a few minutes when I go to you about the mainstream media, the corporate Decepticon media, the collaborator media, the deceiver media, just the horrible scum media. I don't have words to describe these people. Trying to get folks to kill Donald Trump and creating this mindless hype and the howl of the mob that he's the devil incarnate. Will he be assassinated? What's your gut tell you? What'll happen if he is assassinated? It's a very, very serious issue. But getting back to the way they sold this, this is what Obama wanted before he got in office, when he was running for office 9 years ago. So Rahm Emanuel talked about the campaign. I played the clip probably 100 times over the years. And he, you know, they say, hey, if you're maybe possibly a terrorist on the no-fly list, you can't have a gun. Well, I mean, five-year-old kids are on it. You can't ever get off of it. It's a joke. So they go from a background check a waiting period to the FBI check to see you're not a criminal to, oh, we just don't know why, but you can never have a gun. And they're already taking guns this way from veterans. And remember, a few months ago, even the FBI came out and said, we're being told by Congress and by the Obama administration, by members of Congress, to look at applying what the Veterans Affairs Group does. We're looking at doing that right now in a big way to everyone on Social Security saying you're inept, saying, what was the exact term they used, that you are all declared incompetent if, for example, you have money wired each month for your Social Security check automatically into a bank account. And then you just won't know why you're not allowed to buy a gun anymore. They're just normalizing it by stealth. They're doing it. And it sounds reasonable. Hey, if you're a terrorist on the no-fly list or the watch list, you shouldn't be able to go buy a gun, right? And then he's like, well, that makes sense. Everybody agrees with that. No, everybody doesn't agree with that. And remember, Trump was like, yeah, we got to bring the refugees in. They're Christians. They're being killed. They went, actually, they're not letting the Christians in. They're radical jihadists. They're not being vetted. Well, if that's the case, block them all until they start vetting them again. That's common sense. Stop them all until, whether it's a week or 2 weeks, he said, you know, a short period of time, until you actually check them. Make them check. He wants to deport all Muslims. He doesn't want to bring them in. And then he gets so pig-headed. Yeah, that's what I said. It's because he knows he's got to look confident to a dumbed-down mass of people. This is psychology you use on five-year-olds. Now, I want to be clear. A lot of the mainline conservatives are about like five-year-olds. But the average liberal is like a two-year-old. Paul Watson did a whole analysis and showed some scientific studies about how they act like toddlers. So he's hitting a five-year-old constituency, and Hillary's going for a two-and-a-half, three-year-old. And I'm not joking when I say that. I mean, we are literally dealing with complete nincompoops. And again, the average elitist goes, well, that's good. Let's feed on these idiots. No. Let's try to protect people that are smarter than them and have wealth and develop things, but let's build up humanity. For heaven's sakes, let's just not wipe them all out. Their answer with the precariat is what we always knew it was. Put everybody on welfare or make their job government dependent so that you won't buck the system because you're tied to it. That's what cancer does. So it's all here. Now, I want to finish this clip, and I'm going to get David Knight's take. He's sitting in the wings back there at Cape Canaveral or at the launch site in Austin, Texas. I know Cape Canaveral's in Florida, folks. Houston's in Texas is a joke. But he's back there at the mothership. And I want to get his take here in just a moment on whether he thinks they'll successfully assassinate him, because they're really pushing this rhetoric. And, I mean, it's like when there's wind and black clouds blowing in and you can see rain on the horizon. Is it going to be raining here in a few minutes? I don't know. But smart money says, yeah, it's going to rain. A storm's coming in. Smart money says they're going to get some shots off on him. He's going to be in mortal danger. And you'd think that he'd be even more manly and folks would support him. No. The left will piss on that. And, this is a group of fascistic thumb-sucking trash, folks. These are demonic 35, 40-year-old, toddlers. So we're going to go to your phone calls here in just a moment as well on that subject. But before we go any further, please do not forget that the Tim Kennedy special, 15% off, ends today. And that's Super Male Vitality. That's Secret 12, the best vitamin B12 out there, taken under the tongue. Liquid, totally pure. And then, of course, BrainForce, 15% off, InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. 20% off on Alexa Pure water filtration systems. That ends this week as well. And we've got upwards of 75% off on Hillary for Prison Search. We send the promo code out to folks who signed up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. But before I do that, let's go back to from the very start. I'm going to play a minute of this. This is Trump with Bill O'Reilly. They have milkshakes together. Just good guys. Here he is creeping around on his so-called friend of decades saying, well, you're going to support this gun control. And Trump's like, yeah. Then he goes into, well, these big guns, talking to us like we're 3 years old. By the way, at the corporate level, they say talk to people like they're 3 to 5 years old. That's a known corporate statement of talk to people like they're five. Well, now it's down to three. The new corporate thing is, behind closed doors, is talk to the public like they're three. So he's like, they're big guns. Don't let terrorists give boom, boom. And then Trump goes, no, I agree. No boom, boom. And then they go, nin, nin, nin. And what about big boom, boom? Take big boom, boom. Wait for boom, boom. Your baby want milkshake. I mean, see, I'm not trying to play in and rule the planet of the mental midget lollipop guild. I want to be a great mind in the species that excels, and we know excels when you put pressures on it and when you honor achievement. You don't think they're turning us into triggly puffs for no reason. They're getting ready to kill us. And believe me, Bill O'Reilly, your family's not going to get to go to the next level. You either, Trump. No one's getting away with selling out the planet. That's the big con. You've got to be under a delusional spirit to not understand that the devil's not offering a good deal. Now, let's just go back now, briefly here, to Bill O'Reilly talking to folks up there 5 years old. Here it is.
Now, you and gun control, all right, let's run down the list. They got to tighten up the terror watch vis-a-vis buying gun list, right? That's got to happen, right?
Yes, sure, okay. Absolutely. Right. Who would not agree with that?
And I think the NRA would agree with it, too. But we have to have a very precise thing about if you're on a terror watch list, this is what you can and can't do. What about the big guns, all right? You know, do people need the big rifles that fire a lot? A lot of rounds. Do they need them?
Well, the big guns, first of all, are the same guns that the enemy has, and that people that can break into your home or do what this maniac did over the weekend. And the big guns are the same guns. I mean, you're going to have that.
Okay.
People so you use them for many other reasons. You know, they use them. They also use them for recreation, Bill. I have friends that are, my sons are in the NRA, so am I. People use them for recreation.
All right, you have no problem, man. Would you put any limits on, you know, you can't have a mortar, can't have hand grenades, can't have a bazooka.
Right.
Would you put any limits on?
Back it up, please. This is Bill O'Reilly caught talking to his audience like you're 3 years old. I mean, everyone knows you can't mortar. Everyone knows you can't get hand grenades. Everyone knows there's no crime with mortars and hand grenades. Everyone knows there was one crime committed in the last 50 years that you could get 50 caliber rifles. An armored car got robbed with one. I got two of them right there in my office, Barrett 50 cals, one Army version, one Navy version. Helicopter version, Coast Guard version, short barrel version. They're not coming out at night hurting anybody in the big Graf Under safe we've got. That was an old sponsor, Graf Under. Anyways, the point is that this is the mind control. So, okay, Trump, can they have hand grenades? Can they have laser beams? Can they have atomic weapons? Can they have atom smashers? Can they have cyclotrons? Can they have Gatling guns? Can they have Warthog A-10s? Can they have Harrier jump jets? Can they have SR-71 Blackbirds? Can they have space stations? Can they have blimps? Can they have nuclear missiles with atomic bombs and ICBMs? Back it up 10 seconds. Let's play it. Then I'll get David Knight your calls. Here it is.
Jesus. Would you put any limits on, you know, you can't have a mortar, can't have hand grenades, can't have a bazooka.
Right.
Would you put any limits on what you can and can't buy?
On the guns, I wouldn't, because, again, it's a question of protection. And also, once you start, where do you end? Where do you end?
Slippery slope?
No, I wouldn't. I get along very well with the NRA on most of these subjects. I think probably the one is that when you're on a terror watch list, perhaps in a certain sense, my stance is tougher than anybody. But when you're on a terror watch list, you're on. You don't get a gun.
Yeah, they just have to have rules because there are mistakes
and they're right
and
things
in that.
Like that. Okay. No, they're right. There are mistakes. And by the way, there are many, many mistakes on those watch lists. And what I would do, frankly, is work hard to eradicate the mistakes to make sure that these people get off the list as soon as possible.
Congress is going to have to pass a law that has wording.
All right, well, here's the deal, Trump. I want to hear that someone is under total scrutiny and is not a citizen. Because now you have the IRS saying if you fly outside the country and we're investigating, you can't leave or come back. Or now they want to have it, you can't go on a plane and the IRS says they're investigating you. Well, who isn't getting audited every year? My whole life, the damn IRS was harassing my family, even though they were paying the whores, the frauds. And my dad came in and said, I've been paying. They go, we're criminals, sir. Give us your money, we're going to take everything you got. You spent the next decade fighting them. So I'm not going to sit here and put up with this. This is the end of due process. It's wrong. And I'm not going to just trust Trump to say, oh, yeah, I support this. We'll fix the problems. Of the veterans, all by the hundreds of thousands, millions now that can't get guns, and they don't know why because they're just put on the list, and the FBI says, hey, they're getting ready to make us do this. I'm going to Graham. I'm going to Michael. I'm going to John. I'm going to Kirk. I'm going to Christine. I'm going to you right now. I'm going to you. But I want to go briefly to David Knight because he's in the wings in case I have any technical difficulties. He'll be hosting the fourth hour. We have the second part of my Ask Me Anything Reddit AMA that was pretty powerful. This is the second part premiering here on the radio and TV next hour. Then David comes back live. But David, your take, A, on the assassination of Trump. What do you think's in the wind? And then, B, what do you think of this Trump situation with the due process and the terror watch list, which is a total fraud?
Let me take the second one first, Alex. As I was listening to Bill O'Reilly saying, well, can people, citizens of the United States, can they own hand grenades? Can they own mortars? I would ask him, can terrorists own hand grenades? Can terrorists own mortars?
We need to have.
Yeah, the problem is not guns. The problem is having porous borders, and not only that, but having a president who wants to bring in people from areas where he's been dropping bombs on them and assassinating people, stirring it up like a hornet's nest, and then bringing in the angry hornets into our country. That's the problem. It's not guns. It's our president.
Sure. I've got a Ford truck, okay, with big tires. So I go around the marsh or whatever. I mean, I could sit there if I wanted to hypothetically and find a crowd on 6th Street and run over 500 people. Mm-hmm. Well, can I have a big murderous truck? Could I go get a license and get a jet and fly it into stuff? Hypothetically, of course I could. I'm not going to. I mean, they have the MO. They have all of us. It's called profiling. Alex Jones, David Knight isn't going to do that. We're part of Western civilization. We built it where humans are allowed to have jets and big trucks and things. We built the damn civilization.
Okay? Absolutely.
Individuals did working together. So don't sit there and lecture us how we can't have something that's dangerous because we might hurt somebody when you bring in Stone Age crazies that lock up women like animals, cut their genitals off, and are killing each other 24/7. It's the stinking government and the social engineers that are to blame, and they shouldn't have guns anymore. Bill O'Reilly shouldn't have bodyguards. I'm sick of that sniveler.
Yes.
When he was a radio host, he used to have the police called and would send private bodyguards to people's houses in Florida and New York where he lives. He had caller ID and talk radio. Nobody else has that. And would literally, if someone disagreed, send bullies to their house. O'Reilly, you send bullies to my house, I'm going to break their jaw. And if you try that with me, punk, I don't care if you're a thug who wants to bully people. Okay? You got to be ashamed of yourself. After all the bullying Irish went through, you turned into a big, fat bully. You're a big, fat bully, scumbag! You like it! You understand that? I'm sick of these people! Damn liar! Son of a... All right, go ahead. You finish up, Knight. I'm going to the calls.
Well, as Bill O'Reilly is putting out all the basic head fakes that the left uses against the Second Amendment, saying, well, what weapons of war are we not going to let people have? We've got a woman who was just arrested this last weekend, who was from the Middle East, an illegal alien who was here. When she was apprehended, she had the plans to a vast pipeline network that she had in her car. I mean, you can use a pipeline as a weapon of mass destruction. And, of course, you can do nuclear, biological, or chemical weapons. The bottom line is that we need to have these weapons not for hunting. And, again, I was disappointed to see Donald Trump use that canard, because we've even seen the libertarians come out and say, well, assault rifles are not protected under the Second Amendment because they're not for hunting. The Second Amendment is not about hunting. It's about making sure that the people of this country, the militia, have the tools with which they can defend themselves, not just against private criminals, but against invasion from foreigners, against criminals who are domestic enemies, foreign and domestic. Totally. That's why we have the militia.
And you're going to be talking more about this in the fourth hour today after the Ask Me Anything AMA. And, folks, I let the dog off the leash. That's not fake when I get angry, but it's how I really feel, so I'm letting it out for illustrative purposes. So it's real, but it's not. You know, it's 95% real, but the fact that I'm letting myself out. But, I mean, he really is a thug. He really has done horrible things to me on air, you know, where he says, we have a problem with men and molesting women, and they cut to a clip of me talking about something totally different. I mean, he really, really gets me angry, man, when you claim I'm abusing women. I mean, you really got a problem. Then you try to scapegoat the Second Amendment. You try to feed off your audience. You try to go around bullying everybody. You bully your listeners. That's why nobody listens to you. You're a failure, Bill O'Reilly. Excuse me. Thank you, David. You're coming up the fourth hour. God bless you.
Alex, okay, Alex, can I say one more thing? It's not just Bill O'Reilly. It's Gretchen Carlson, and I know you're there in the Caribbean, but she was just dumping on the Second Amendment as well and even arguing with people on Twitter saying, hey, the Second Amendment was written before guns were invented. I mean, that's what we're getting from Fox News continuously. I just had to throw that out there.
Guns were invented by the Chinese 800 years ago, and then they were adopted 600 years ago in Italy and then into Spain. I mean, that is the biggest load of crap I ever heard.
Well, the American Revolution started when they went to get the guns, but I guess Gretchen didn't understand that.
Saying there weren't even guns then?
240 years ago?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. She said that it was before the Second Amendment was written before guns were invented. That's what she said on Twitter. So, you know, April 19th, they went to get the guns and the cannons from the Patriots. So, yeah.
Oh, my God. This is... Oh, I didn't even know that. I'm only doing this one more time. Let's give one more break. Thank you, David, because I have to get the callers. No more this week. I'm a bad person. The Tim Kennedy special ends today, 50% off Supermel Vitality and Secret 12, and, of course, the other great product, Brain Force and Nutrell Pick. And then 75% off Hillary for Prison shirts, just because they're already a bestseller. I just want them everywhere. I want to incentivize every listener getting a Hillary for Prison shirt. InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, 75% off on the second, sir. 50% off on the first. Okay, I apologize to Michelle, or is that Michael? And Graham, and Kurt, and Christine, and John, everybody else. Let's go to Graham. Okay, Graham, what do you think? I mean, they're trying to kill him. The media says kill him. They've already foiled several attempts. They're getting very, very close. Do you think he'll be assassinated? What will happen if he is?
Well, I do think that there's obviously a chance he'll be assassinated. You've already had a couple of attempts, the one recently in Vegas. Well, one thing, too, on the O'Reilly clip where you were just talking about that piece he did, you didn't mention that they artificially had your face turn red with haze coming around your ears to represent smoke, I suppose, and the fact that O'Reilly himself was sued for sexual harassment. There's no such case with you. And then so it's amazing the media hypocrisy. In terms of the Trump potential assassination, I'll tell you, I thought, I'm a listener, and I thought, you know, you might be exaggerating a little bit with what the protesters are like outside these rallies. I did go to the Greensboro rally, the Greensboro speech, and the people inside were very calm and polite. You know, they were patriotic. People were wearing American flag shirts and Molon LeBay shirts, and, you know, exercising their right to free speech peacefully. But, you know, I've got the raw footage of all of this. There were two protesters inside that were hauled off. The folks inside are really nice about it. Trump didn't say anything stupid on the stage. Anyway, I went outside, and it was absolute mayhem. The protesters in the street, you know, people with pink hair holding up swastikas, signs with swastikas saying Trump is Hitler. I went up and interviewed some of them, and they were it was amazing to see that. They were shaking the police car. One of them got arrested, tackled on the ground, and then arrested. I've got footage of all that. And so, you know, you saw the paradox of what the media portrays versus what the reality is on the ground.
There's these wonderful angels outside while the Nazis are inside. Oh, and liberals are so smart. They can hardly even talk. I don't care if they're black or white. These are the dumbest, lying, exaggerating people. So let me ask you the question. As the left goes into this pure overdrive of organizing the idiots they've created into a mass of anti-free speech demons, what do you think in your gut? I mean, in my gut, I know there's going to be a scene of a guy firing a rifle, a handgun, you name it, at Trump, and then they're going to say, he deserved it. He was pro-gun. I mean, I can hear it now. I mean, my gut tells me they're going to come very close to killing him. My gut tells me they're going to get shots off. I know it's going to happen. What do you think?
Right now, but I would say right now it doesn't even matter what their background is. They're just trying to get people wound up with the 180-degree inversion of reality that they've got going on. And so, they're just hoping right now mindlessly that some idiot on the street will pull the gun out, and they will. They've already tried it. But, you know, in the coming months, if nothing's done and they can't get a wind-up toy, you know, some freak on the street to kill them, then they'll start looking at backgrounds and, you know, trying to play them off even more. Pulling more strings, and if that doesn't work,
they've got all sorts of weirdos and psychiatric facilities and stuff that they can activate. That's been declassified. Great points. God bless you. And I'm only bringing this up because this guy almost got him. He almost got the gun away. He almost was able to get some shots off. And I just really see them. I hate to give them ideas because I think sometimes I'm predicting stuff, but I think I may be actually giving them ideas. But let's just say you can really think about some scenarios to demonize certain guns, and then somebody goes after a Trump rally basically from a distance. I'm going to stop right there. But the problem is leftists are so dumb and so, I don't want to say effeminate because it insults women. They're so pathetic and so delusional. Like this guy from England thought he'd be the superhero and get the gun away from the cop, you know, and they're so out of control. One point they're so inept, I think, okay, they're not going to be able to do it. But then you crowdsource enough people, they're going to find some weird leftist veteran or just God knows what they're going to do. Or scapegoat some veteran. I just Oh, I don't even want to say the scenarios. I'm going to stop right now. I'm going to just shut up right now. I need to shut up, don't I? Let's go ahead. Thank you, caller. Let's talk to Michael in West Virginia. You're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, brother.
I'd just like to start off and say that I'm a first-time caller, a big fan of the show. I actually, just to get this out of the way, stumbled across you through a YouTube channel. The fellow's name was Michael Stroup, S-T-R-O-U-P. He has a Canadian goose as his avatar. But anyway, he speaks the truth a lot like you do. And I think what this country is in grave danger. A lot of the points that you're speaking on is true. I do believe there will be an assassination attempt. I think it will probably, my gut feeling is, it will happen. And it'll probably be masterminded by the great puppets of this nation and brought out, and it will probably happen.
And then what happens if Trump is assassinated?
I think there will be a great turmoil going on. I mean, where else can we go after, you know, that's happened? Where will we be led from there? I mean, it's the media is just the biggest hypocrites. They don't like truth. Like, you speak the truth, you know, fellas, like you speak the truth, and they don't like the truth. You know, it exposes them, and they hate being exposed. And the more that this stuff happens and these false flags and these attacks, more exposure, and they're not liking it one bit.
Well, you're right. The globalists are losing power. They're losing control because thinking people know they're scams. The problem is they've been successful in the earlier phase of dumbing folks down. So it's a paradox of maybe 20, 30% of people that are somewhat awake versus 50% that are totally dumb, another 20% or so that are kind of in the middle. And it's just such a crazy time to be alive. God bless you, and I agree with you, Michael. Appreciate that call. Kirk in PA, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead, sir.
How are you doing, Alex?
Good. Thank you.
Well, I think they want to instill this idea of having the public to, start hating Trump on a massive level, just like they have the Muslims hating, gay men.
Yes, I think that's exactly where they're going. What else do you think about the situation?
Well, I think, if they are successful in grabbing the guns, how will they be able, I mean, if they see a rise in the violence, I mean, how will they be able to obtain the gun back? Because
a certain class is banned, only a certain, like one type of semi-auto, so they can just test demonizing that group, taking their guns, and then, oh, terrorists hit that are associated with the gun group. Now we're going to ban even more guns, and they're just going to create so many riots and so much turmoil and so much civil unrest, maybe even turn the electricity off for a few weeks until people just capitulate and are so domesticated they say, fine, we'll turn our guns in. And then that'll start a civil war because there's a certain percentage isn't going to do it, and I think that's the larger plan.
Yeah, but I also think that, you know, it's not going to be that. I know there's a lot of people that want to kill Trump that's on the other side. But when I was looking at your interviews and I was seeing there's a lot of Trump supporters that say, you know, that if Trump doesn't become president, then that's it for the country. So if they would see somebody.
Look, there's bots. There's people out there posing as Trump supporters, saying a lot of bad stuff. There are some bad people that are Trump supporters. We're a nation of 330 million people. Look, I'm not perfect. Trump's not perfect. You're absolutely right. There's problems on both sides. You are absolutely right.
Yeah, I just hope there's still life in this country, you know.
Well, I know this. Look, a nation of sheep will be ruled by wolves. A nation of brain-damaged, domesticated idiots will fall. I mean, it's not going to be ruled by wolves. It's going to fall. And the whole Western world, I mean, look, most countries got smart people, but they're collapsing because there's corruption and people don't stand up for basic freedom. Look at Venezuela, look at Mexico, you name it. And that's where we're going, but it'll be worse. When big rich nations fall, it's explosive. It's scary. It's out of control.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.